Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final from the desert, and the results are good. A huge bounce-back victory for the Milwaukee Brewers. 5-0, a shutout victory. And welcome in, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. There's Evan Heffelfinger, indeed his real name. And my name is Tim Allen, and the Brewers, I say huge win, because it was, and someone would say, well, you're playing the Diamondbacks, and they suck, and how can that be a huge win? It is, to get the series tied at a game apiece, give you the shot to take the series, and that's, you know, that had to be the goal going in to this three-game set against the Arizona Diamondbacks. You cannot expect a sweep, really, in anywhere in baseball, whether it's on the road or at home. You just can't. You want one, for sure, but you can't expect it. And so that's why I say it's a huge victory. And Freddie Peralta, just brilliant tonight again. Major League Baseball and the National League have a pretty tough choice for all-star pitchers from this Milwaukee Brewers team this year. That is for sure. As Freddie goes six innings of one hit, shutout baseball with 10 strikeouts. It's almost like it's easy for him these days, this year. It's just pretty amazing to watch that. And it's another victory for the Crew to go to 41-33, remain atop the National League Central. And we do have a Christian Yelich multi-hit game with a home run. There's a nice sign, indeed. However, a tough break here, and we're going to get some more information on Daniel Vogelbach's injury, but it didn't appear to be good, and it begs the question, who is going to play first base for this team? The knee-jerk reaction would be maybe a Ryan Braun. Yeah, that may come, but that's down the line, guys. That's not for a while. You're not gonna have him saving the day here and be placed in the lineup without going and playing a little baseball at some point. Look for that well into next month. But the other choice is, it's Keston Hira. And now's the opportunity. It is Keston Hira time. This is why he is in the Brewers organization. This is for situations like this. Work out your troubles at the big league level. Get him back up here. I would actually be waking him up right now and saying, dude, you got an early flight. We want you in Arizona. We want you to get an at-bat at the very bare minimum at Chase Field. Well, that's me. I suspect they will send him to Milwaukee first and join the club on Thursday for the Friday for the homestand and the, see, now how about that? It fits right in with the reopening day on Friday, and Keston Hira's popped right back into that lineup and off you go. This could be what, Honestly, guys, this could be what Keston needs right now. Is the, maybe he needs the team to need him. And I heard on the flagship, Jeff and Lane talking a little bit about, you know, the organization wants to do what's best for Keston Hira. And the best for Keston Hira is to stay at AAA. I couldn't disagree more. I could not disagree any more than that. Keston Hira needs to be at the big league level. Because you've got guys, and you've had guys throughout the season this year that have been just as bad. And they still get to play baseball. So why not Keston? I think the ceiling is higher. Keston needs to be back here. We're wishing the best for Vogel back here, but a flurry of roster moves today, guys. And it just continues to rain a little bit. The injury list has a new addition. Brett Anderson is back on the 10-day IL. However, Tyrone Taylor is activated today. And then you get Hobie Milner sent down. You get Derek Fisher DFA'd. You get Miguel Sanchez called up and Ryan Weber called up. So just a flurry of moves. And Evan, I don't know where you're at with a potential Keston Hira in the starting lineup on reopening day on Friday, but that's where my mind is at.
Well, Tim, you know how much I love Keston Hira. Right away, I decided to latch onto him because I'd never seen a hitter like him. His swing, when it's right, it's so pure. And the power that he has in such a short little swing is incredible to watch. So I want him to be back. I want him to get back to that, what was it, like 290, 40 home run pace that he had. Yeah. I want to see that. And he... The strikeout rate is not great at AAA, but he's producing. He's getting on base, which is something that he was not doing in the major leagues. He's gotten on base every time in AAA or every game in AAA. Why not bring him back? What good is it going to be if he keeps dominating in AAA, but he can't do it at the major leagues? Let him work it out here.
Yep, and I think this could be what Keston needs, and that is the organization and the team to need him. This might propel him to get just back on track just a little bit. I mean, I just feel that it's been some sort of a little bit of hypocrisy. And I know his versatility is limited. Had he been a little more versatile defensively, I don't think they would have pulled that trigger quite that quick. He can be one of the bench players, but he's not. But I think these other guys, if you're just looking at the offense, well, Vogelbach wasn't doing all that well for a month and a half or two. I mean, it's well documented that Billy McKinney fell off a little, well, quite a bit. Looking at Daniel Robertson, looking at JBJ. So if you're just thinking offensive numbers, it just wasn't right to send him down, and he got the whooping boy routine. That, you know, you send him down, and now he's performing better. He is, but I think he's the call. I don't think there's a doubt in my mind that he's the call. Let's get into our game recap. The big news, they bounce back to get the victory today. Sets them up for a series victory tomorrow. They needed this win. Don't underestimate this win, guys. They really did need this win. Let's see, in the first inning here, how about the Brewers? They get on the board. Last night, Colton Wong had a double, almost took it out to start the game. This time, a few extra feet, and he got the Brewers on the board.
Brewers trying to draw even here tonight as Wong with a drive in a deep right field, and it's gone. Number 6 on the year for Colton Wong. And just like that, the Brewers are on the board.
Well, he's something else starting games.
They go 1-2-3 after that, but they do take the lead again. 1-0. Freddie, a couple of base runners in the bottom half. A double to Ketel Marte, and he left the game with a hamstring injury. And he got a ground out, moving the pinch runner over to third base for the second out. Then a walk right there, but got a ground out. That was a big spot in that game. You didn't want the Diamondbacks to answer back and grab some momentum. Both teams go 1-2-3 in the second. Freddie, about 10 pitches in that bottom half of the second inning. Brewers, strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. In the third inning, JBJ, Peralta, and Wong into the bottom of the third. Freddie, a scoreless frame, starting to settle in big time. Couple of strikeouts, five through the three innings. As the game moved into the fourth, leadoff base hit by Vogelbach in that fourth. Yelly follows up with a base hit, first and second. For Avi, some frustration there. Evan, we need to get into the pace of play conversation, because I don't know if you caught that. Avi Garcia and Omar Narvaez not real pleased with Gallen's pacing in this one. There were a lot of timeouts going back and forth. There was some speculation maybe Varsho, the younger catcher, there was some miscommunication with Gallen. Maybe it was a runner at second base where you got to change the sequencing on your signs. And, I need to apologize, number one, because when this pace of play topic and conversation came up, about a year and a half ago, I almost ignored it. I literally almost ignored it. Didn't do too many topics on it. Didn't have too many conversations about it. It probably is the one thing, in my estimation, that the league could improve on for a mass audience kind of perception of baseball. And pace of play needs to be discussed, because that inning right there was just brutal. I don't know if you caught that, but it is just brutal. These guys are taking 20 to 25 seconds in between pitches.
My thoughts on pace of play are very public. I think that every single pitch should be on a pitch clock, just pretty much a shot clock, like in basketball.
Yep. It,
there's no excuse. I get that Varsho is a young catcher, and he's going with a pitcher that he really probably doesn't have much experience with, and runners on second, it does create some really weird calls because they're worried about people stealing signs. So I get that part, but the constant calling timeout and stepping off the mound and all of that, it would piss me off too if I was a hitter. So fact that that's allowed to happen for a pitcher is ridiculous to me. And then just in the same boat, the hitter should not be able to step out of the batter's box.
Yep, agreed. Both sides. You got to play baseball here.
There should not be a minute in between pitches sometimes. That's unacceptable.
Yeah. The whole pulling, I don't know. Again, purist, traditionalist to a degree, without affecting the essence of baseball, I think you could quicken things up a little bit. You got to work with society a little bit on that. Quicker fix. We all want things, and we want them now. We want them fast, and we want them big. But I would even go so far as to say we're not going to take a notebook. You're not going to pull out a card out of your back pocket and start looking at hieroglyphics on it. I would go to even that. You want to wear a wristband and take a peek once in a while? The clock's running, buddy. You got to throw the baseball. And I'm not saying that some of the Brewers pitchers aren't guilty of this as well. Watch Devin Williams pitch. I mean, it's just brutally slow at times, especially with a runner on base. Well, too bad. Time to play ball. But that was, just thought I'd mention that was an issue with Gallen. Avi flies out. Like I said, Vogey and Yelly had the base hits. They move on over. More delays from Gallen. Omar calls timeout two or three times. He strikes out looking, and then Willie Adames grounds out. So right there, it's one zip, but you had an opportunity right there into the bottom of the fourth inning. Freddie standing tall, scoreless, bottom of the fourth inning. Four scoreless with seven punch-outs through the first four, and Brewers offense missing in the fifth inning. Couple of more strikeouts. Eight on the night to that point. Into the bottom of the fifth. Freddie, a one-out base runner. That was a walk to Varsho. And during the sequence to Nick Ahmed, he steals second base. Ball gets out to center field. One-out man on third. Huge strikeout to Ahmed. Gives him a chance to get out of it. Pinch hitter Eduardo Escobar hits for Gallen right there with that runner at third, one zip lead, and another huge strikeout to Escobar. 9 punchouts, 5 scoreless to that point into the sixth inning of play. Chance for the crew in the sixth inning. Leadoff base hit by Wong is erased on a caught stealing as Vogelbach then reaches on error after Yelich's strikeout for the second out. They had brought in for Gallen a lefty, so the Diamondbacks then make a pitching change. Go to the right-hander to face Avi. He walks Avi Garcia, 2-on, 2-out for Omar, and he comes through.
And Narvaez on the ground and through into center field, a base hit. Big man rounding third He came up limping, and he's trying to hobble to the plate. He's going to get there as everybody froze.
There it is on Bally Sports Wisconsin as Vogelbach hurt rounding third, and we'll get an update on that in just a second. That is just poor baseball by the Arizona Diamondbacks. You hate to see that on either side of the ball, whether you're a D-backs fan or a Brewers fan. Even me, yeah, it was nice that Vogelbach scored. But, man, that is some ugly stuff from Arizona. And clearly I think a change is coming out there in the desert. I mean, Lavolo is a good manager, but I mean, you got to clean that stuff up. Brewers take the lead 2-0. Willie Adames then works a walk to load the bases with those two outs and one in. And that brought up a guy that was 4-for-7 with 15 RBIs and the bases loaded. He's got him juiced again. It's Luis Urias.
And he shoots one into right field. Down a base hit in front of running. One run is in. Two runs are in. And it's a 3-run frame now for the Brewers as Luis Urias delivers a 2-run, 2-out single.
I just love the way this guy is going to the opposite field.
Yeah, that was huge, huge, huge by Louis right there. Wow. They did try to steal a run that end of the frame, but 3 hits, a couple of walks, a reach on error. They take a 4-0 lead after a 3-run sixth inning. Peralta into some trouble. Finish it off, kid. Couple of walks wrapped around a couple of outs. Has a wild pitch in there. Fly out to center, ends it. 6 innings, no runs, 1 hit. He did walk 4, but 10 punch outs for Freddie Peralta. Amazing once again. Both teams 3-up, 3-down in that 7th inning. Boxberger in. Brewers looking for insurance in the 8th inning, and they get it off the bat of Christian Yelich.
If needed, and hopefully that will not be the case.
Right.
Yelich with a drive, hit back into deep right field, and it is gone into the pool. Christian Yelich with home run number 4 on the year, and it's a 5-0 lead for the Brewers.
All right, that was a howitzer out of here that time.
And that was your final 5-0 as Miguel Sanchez made his major league debut with a scoreless 8th inning, and Hunter Strickland a scoreless 9th inning. 5-0, 41-33, a shot at the series. Take a break. I'm going to hear from Craig Counsell, get that update on Vogelbach. And, you know, if you guys want to jump in here, you're up a little late. If Vogelbach is out an extended period of time, is it as easy as Keston Hira to return? Or are there other options? Evan and I looked around for some other options. It's a little slim picking on the free agent list, but we'll talk about it next. Bella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway after a Brewers 5-0 victory.
Let's hear what you thought of today's game on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan. Call Tim Allen now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan.
Yeah, we'll get Craig Counsell and his thoughts here in just a couple of minutes. Brewers get a huge victory. I say huge victory, and I know people are going to give me a little grief about that. It's a game against the Diamondbacks in June. These are the games that kind of put you in a position to maintain. And they're maintaining. Here it is, July 23rd. Well, tomorrow, technically, when we get up in the morning, it'll be July 23rd. I'm sorry, June 23rd. You have a week left until July. And you're almost in cruise control in first or around first place the entire year. Despite all these injuries, despite the slow starts, well, the reality is we're no longer started anyway. I mean, we're way in. And they're still kind of hanging out here, guys. So the challenges continue. We'll hear from Craig Counsell about Daniel Vogelbach. And so we've got a Zach Greene down at AAA. There's a Weston Wilson down at AAA. Little HP action. Hernan Perez. I don't know if you want him to do it every day or every other day first base position, but you've got Keston Hira. You do have Ryan Braun just waiting to work things out, get back on the field in the Brewers uniform, dust off the old number 8 jersey. That's going to be a while. Or do you make a trade? Now, again, if you're looking at a trade scenario, the other team, the team you're dealing with knows you're in, I won't say desperation mode, but you are kind of desperate if indeed it's a long-term deal, an injury for Daniel Vogelbach. I don't know if there are ways to circumvent that to where you maybe take a little bit more of a younger gamble with a first baseman that you've had your eye on and, you know, pay the price there, because let's face it, the future at first base, I think, does warrant a little deeper dive and maybe not necessarily a veteran guy. Does that make sense? So you get Keston up here. You also go out and get a younger first baseman that you can not only that potentially could help you this year, but it could help you in the future as a first baseman of the future. So that's the way I would look at this, because the knee-jerk reaction, again, we're going to react and say, well, go out and get a veteran first baseman. They'll be cheap. Now, I don't know about that, because you're a little desperate here due to injury. So why not do a deeper dive and go a little bit lower than this the old crusty veteran that plays first base? Go scour the AAA market for prospect-type first baseman. Maybe they had a couple of cups of coffee in the big leagues and, you know, they can turn things around or whatever. But those are your options right now. Do you want Daniel Robertson at first base? Yeah, crickets. That is probably not going to work out real well. What about Avi Garcia? You moved Corey Hart years ago to first base for a while. I mean, I wouldn't totally rule it out, but I wouldn't want to mess with his season. You barely want to look at him. He's having a good year, good bounce back year. So are there other options, Evan, that you see outside of Keston Hira? And again, I think it's Keston Hira at first base, starting lineup this Friday in Milwaukee at American Family Field.
I think you have to be right. Who else is there who's on the 40-man roster who would be ready to play first base that isn't named Daniel Robertson? Because I don't want to see him on the field at all, let alone playing first base.
No doubt.
I think Hernan, he could play first, but that was one of the positions he didn't play much of. I think of him more of an up-the-middle player. I think that Zach Greene, he has been a little bit hotter recently after his scorching hot start then really bad period. He's kind of leveled out now. He's hitting 250. I don't know if he's ready, but it's a guy that you can go to if you really are reluctant to give it to Keston, but who else could it be? It has to be Keston.
Did Jacob Nottingham cross your mind at all? Could you go back and reacquire him?
You know how much I love Jacob Nottingham. I would welcome him back with open arms, but I feel like he's actually on a team right now.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he logged in some innings at first, but just saying. The option is, this might be just, you know, sometimes things happen and it kickstarts it, and it, it may be Keston's time. The team does need him now, and maybe he'll pull through. It's not like you got to thrust him into the 2, 3, 4, 5 holes. Have you noticed this as well? Little observation on the lineup here. Wong, Vogelback, Yelich, Avi, Omar, Adames, Urias. That's been fairly consistent. Have you noticed that, Evan? That's been fairly consistent. And you could throw JBJ in there. That makeup of that lineup has gotten some, well, for Craig Counsell's lineups, a little more consistent. And I don't mind that too much. Again, I would like to spin a right-hander into that two hole, and maybe that's what they'll do. I think it should be Luis Urias or Adames in that two hole, and then Keston goes down to where they were at, 6 or 7. And so that to me would work and wouldn't upset too many things. But, now's the time where Keston, the team really needs him. And we'll see what happens. We're going to get to Craig Counsell in just a little bit. Just a couple of more minutes on this pace of play thing. And you saw it rear its ugly head here tonight. And maybe it's just my newest thing to gripe about. But I do believe big picture. And we talk about the sport of baseball is not dying. It's just not. And we pointed that out many times. But I think if you look down the road a little bit, you see match entertainment with society a little bit. And that's what you have to do. You have to kind of take the psychographics into play here instead of just simply the demographics. So take the psychographics. The average baseball fan on the demographic side is 57 years old. 57. Okay, if you want to young that up a little bit, I understand that. They've got a little cash to spend, too. You're going to have to excite it just a little bit without a dysfunction of what baseball truly is. And I do think it adds an element that we may see things, see things spike up in the popularity of the game if we can hurry things up a little bit. And again, guys, I didn't make a big deal out of it when everybody else was splashed all over ESPN in 2019-ish. It was splashed all over Fox Sports, and it was all over the place. This pace of play thing and shot clock, pitch clocks being implemented into the minors, and some of the weren't they experimenting that with that out in Arizona during some of the games out there? Well, and now I get it. So I apologize for being a little late on this. But I just think this game it's got to move just a little bit quicker. You know, shortening up in between innings has helped a little bit. But you haven't seen the numbers go down that dramatically, if at all. It did spike down a few minutes. You know, 2, 3, 4 minutes for a couple of years there, and then it spiked back up. And so now, I think we got to play baseball. And it adds an element that if the catcher isn't ready to go, then there's a last-second audible call. You know what I mean? There's a signal. Maybe it's a hand on a certain part of the chest protector that says, hey, if all else fails, we can't agree. Here's the call. Go with it. I mean, but I do think that certainly is going to help. I know you're a big fan, Evan, of the pace of play. The replays, okay, fine. What's right is right. And, you know, they're trying to get calls right. I would do away with that. But that doesn't seem to be lengthening the games too much. A little bit at times it does. And you're wondering, you know, what's taken so long. In between inning shortening that, it comes down to the pitcher and the batter. You guys got to get ready to play baseball.
I mean, that's it, plain and simple. Your job is to play baseball, and we expect you to play baseball. We don't expect you to take a walk around the mound or to step out of the batter's box, readjust your batting gloves 17 times. That's not baseball. Baseball is the act of the ball being thrown, being hit, and put in play or into the catcher's glove.
That's right. This is how it works here. And let's go, man. We're not checking note cards, and we're not shaking off, and we're not, you know, taking a walk, and we're not getting frustrated at the plate and stepping out and readjusting batting gloves and grabbing a little pebble that happens to be some fictitious little pebble that's in the box and you want to just throw it out of the bat. All of those things. We just gotta play baseball. All right, before the break here, and we'll get to Greg Counsell, did want to mention, so you have the ball doctoring enforcement going on right now, and I don't know if you saw the video on Girardi and Scherzer about ready to go at it. It is pretty entertaining. You guys got to take a look at that, because Scherzer was checked by request, it appears, by Girardi in the middle of an inning for going to his hair. So he was going to his hair. Scherzer's saying, man, it was sweat. That's what it was. So the umpires go out there. They check him all out. Scherzer's not happy with it. He's staring down Girardi. Girardi steps out of the dugout. Oh, it's a mess. On top of all that, prior to Freddie Peralta's first pitch in tonight's game, the umpire then deemed Freddie's glove as a distraction and made him remove his glove and get a new glove. That part of it, we have to be careful with these arbitrary rules.
Well, that it's been in place for a while where you can't have two-tone gloves or like a distracting color, but they don't enforce it ever.
No. No, and he's been using that glove all year.
Multiple years, I believe.
Yeah, and so this comes up now. If that is a distraction, then it's enough with the jangling necklaces then. Don't you agree?
It just feels like the priorities are out of whack right now.
If it's a if that's a distraction, there are others on that mound as well. You got to be consistent across the board. That was just a little weird. That was strange, but I don't know. Maybe it's in an effort to get, you know, a lot more offense here. Reopening day on Friday. Keston Hira in the lineup. That's what I'm going to guess. That's what I would do. By the way, if you want to jump in here, 414-799-1250. They're going to the point where tickets are still available, by the way. It's 100% capacity. I heard Bill Schroeder on the broadcast in Valley Sports Wisconsin say that they're giving away the magnetic schedules. Is that true?
I saw that it was a special schedule. I didn't see what, but on the TV broadcast, they said special.
He made mention of putting those schedules on your beer fridge in the garage. Bill, you couldn't have been more spot on than what happens at my house.
I feel like that's such a Wisconsin thing. I'm assuming that the beer fridge in your garage is also white. Because it seems like everybody has a white beverage fridge in their garage.
And I have the magnetic schedules over the years plastered all over that thing. It used to be in the basement until I moved it out to the garage and all those schedules. That was just funny. That was weird. We aren't the only ones that do that. All right, let's get to Counsell after the break here. As the Brewers get a 5-0 victory to even up the series, a huge win for the Brewers. They're going to downplay it a little bit. You may too. A lot of the media may downplay it a little bit. I will say it's a huge victory to set them up to take the series, and that's all you can ask for. Guys, it was just a big bounce back victory. The offense disappears yesterday. They disappear for half a game tonight, and I'm getting a little concerned there, but they put up 3 in that 6th inning. Yelly pops a home run. Did I just say that? Christian Yelich with a multi-hit game, including a home run. Congratulations to the former batting champion. Brewers win 5-0. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin post-game show with our friends at Great Lakes Dragway here on The Fan.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
Yeah, you got several positive things that occurred tonight, one of which is another brilliant performance from Freddie Peralta. I guess you would want maybe a little more extension out of him. He did go six innings, but six strong, outstanding innings of one hit shutout baseball to lower his ERA to 2.11. That's a good sign. Christian Yelich went yard tonight. That is a rare occurrence here. His fourth home run on the season. To put it into perspective, in about 40 additional plate appearances, Jackie Bradley Jr. has five. That puts a little perspective on things. So good to see Yelly going the distance here in a multi-hit game. So get him back going and get him some game. Well, they're going to need it now. I mean, Vogelbach was actually doing pretty good. But you see Luis Urias coming on a little bit, Willy Adames, and so the offense is starting to take shape just a little bit, and Wong is just, he's on fire. I mean, this dude is barreling up everything. I'd be very careful if I was the opposition against Colton Wong right now. Now, the bad news, a significant hamstring injury for Daniel Vogelbach, and that does beg the question, who is the regular first baseman now? Is it a Daniel Robertson, Jace Peterson, a Zach Green, a Weston Wilson, maybe someone outside the organization? We even scoured the internet to see where Logan Morrison was. I'd actually take him now, to tell you the truth. But Keston needs to be in the starting lineup for reopening day on Friday. There's significant issues, in my estimation, if this organization does not call up Keston Hira. Significant problems. And Evan, you told me off the air, and I agree with you. If Keston doesn't get the call, what does Keston think? If I were him, I'd be super upset. By the looks of some of these numbers up here throughout the season, 2.5, almost 3 months of the year, and he has to stay down to AAA, I would not be happy if I were Keston. But I'm pretty confident they're gonna call him up. All right, let's get to Craig Counsell. Some good things that happened in this game. The one bad thing, Vogelbach. Let's hear from the Brewers manager.
Questions?
How's it look for Vogelbach? It looked obviously like a hamstring.
Yeah, it's a significant hamstring strain. We'll get an MRI tomorrow. It'll be an IL.
Craig, what does it say about Dan to be able to gut his way home after that play? I mean, it had to be incredibly painful.
Yeah, he was in quite a bit of pain for sure. So, you know, I mean, I think he was in a little bit of shock initially, frankly. And then he kind of just got his head about him a little bit and, you know, was able just to finish it. But he couldn't, I mean, there was, you know, he couldn't move really. I mean, he was having trouble walking. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, the fact that he could score and Yuicho gets the hit and keeps the inning going. So it was a big deal.
Craig, have you even had time to contemplate sort of where that leaves you? With Hira out, there's not a lot of obvious candidates long-term.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I mean, we're going to have to call somebody up from Nashville and and we'll go from there.
Craig, what about Luis delivering that big hit with two outs? You know, to just really give you guys a more comfortable lead and just the hitting streak that he's on right now.
Yeah, I mean, Luis just continues to have good at-bats. He has big at-bats in big spots. And just there's just a quality to his at-bat. You know, it seems like nightly he just puts tough at-bats together nightly. So he's been very productive and continues to be. And, you know, I'm happy for him. He's been a big part of this offense for sure.
Craig, Freddie told us that that issue before he started pitching was about the color of his glove. Do you know if that was something that was pointed out by the Diamondbacks, or is that something that the umpires noticed? Because he's been using that same glove, as far as we know, for the entirety of the season at this point.
Yeah, to my knowledge, it was an umpire issue, but, you know, different umpires have different, you know, make different calls on that. So the glove was gray according to them. So it was, gray gloves are not legal for pitchers.
He shook that off though, and pitched another heck of a game. I mean, what can you say about Freddie?
Well, I don't know how many starts he's had like this, but it you know, that one hit and, you know, six, seven innings, he's just done it regularly. Made some big pitches in the sixth to get out of a little bit of jam there. I mean, he was really on point, really all night. I thought he was excellent. Every pitch was working. His fastball was very good. Really good velocity tonight. So I mean, he just continues to take the ball every, you know, 6 days and perform. He's been an outstanding performer this year for us.
How'd you like what you saw from Sanchez, Craig?
Well, it was, you know, I thought Miguel did great. I mean, it, you know, we put him in the eighth inning with a lead. You know, we had a little bit of a cushion there, but it's still, you know, it's not the easiest spot to go in there. It's with a lead, and he did what we expected him to do. It's what he's shown us all the time. I think he's unflappable. You know, it doesn't mean he's going to throw up zeros every single time out, but I do think he pitches with he knows himself very well. He's, you know, comfortable in his own skin, so to speak, and does what he's good at. He does it in spring every year, and I know you say, well, that's different, but for Miguel it's not, and that's why you trust him in those spots. And I would also say that that was, as you know, happy a bench coming off for him as, you know, I've seen. And that's it's a tribute to how Miguel is very liked, very, very well liked on this, in this organization. Even guys who, you know, don't know him well, Colton Wong, you know, there's just a happiness for a guy that, you know, with his story and perseveres and comes from kind of nowhere and just keeps going and earns his opportunity. The happy, happy dugout for him.
It was an insurance run late, but nice to see Christian get under one and get it out of there tonight.
Yeah, it was a nice swing. He hit two balls really hard tonight. So it's, you know, you just he's doing a nice job, man. I know it's not, you know, kind of the 18 and 19, but he's a productive guy in our lineup and he's really helping us. And so, you know, you never know when you just keep stacking at bats in there and you never know when he's going to get real red hot.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
You just heard the news on Vogelbach. So Craig Counsell did make the mention. We're going to have to call up someone from Nashville. So at least that kind of chisels things down a little bit here. And I would think it would be, again, Keston Hira. But hey, the organization has surprised me over the years as well. It's ABC Audio Video Play of the Game. He ended his press conference there with comments about Christian Yelich. And, yeah, he's right, guys. He really is. In terms of you know, helping the team a little bit, drawing his walks, getting his hits here. The average is slowly starting to rise a little bit here. But as Craig Counsell just said, not 18 and 19, Yelly. We need to see some flashes of that. We just do, and we haven't. Game-changing swings. I guess we saw it maybe a game or two, maybe. When I brought up the term game-changing with regards to Christian Yelich. But I think he's a guy that when he does get hot, I'm still pretty confident he's going to. But hot with the slug, hot with the power, hot with the gap, hot with the homers. That's what Christian's got to do. He did it tonight, Craig said. A couple of balls well, a base hit early on in his second at-bat, and then fast forward to this AB, and this is a little more like it.
If needed, and hopefully that will not be the case.
Right. Yelich with a drive, hit back in a deep right field, and it is gone into the pool. Christian Yelich with home run number four on the year, and it's a 5-0 lead for the Brewers.
Boy, that was a howitzer out of here that time.
Yeah, that on Bally Sports Wisconsin, that was good to see for Christian Yelich. We'll take a break here from Freddie Peralta. Just another outstanding performance from Freddie. 6 innings, just 1 hit, no runs, 10 strikeouts, and an ERA. Now here we are, June 23rd, at 2.11. And it's just pretty amazing. Boy, they found something there for sure. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Post-game show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove after a 5-0 Brewers win.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
5-0, the final. Brewers bounce back to take game two of the 3-game set in Arizona, and they're set up for a series victory later on this afternoon. A 2:40 first pitch. And Mike, you've been on hold for a little while here. Mike, you're on the fan before we hear from Freddie Peralta. What's happening?
I think I'm going to be your only call tonight.
You might be. It doesn't matter.
I think everyone's dressing up for tomorrow. I think it's 12:40. Did you say 2:40?
2:40.
Oh, I was looking at my schedule. I said, well, that's all right. No nap for me in between games, I guess. I got the white fridge with the magnets. Got
you that. Do? Okay, yeah, Schroeder was talking about that. I've got it, too.
Yeah. I think Cole Kessler up. Let's see where his confidence level is, you know, right now. And when I saw Vogelbach's face, I knew exactly what happened. I did mine twice. It's the year of the hamstring.
Yeah.
It's the second time I did mine, I was in the hospital. So,
how'd you do it?
Playing no equipment football.
Okay,
you know, where you just like Thanksgiving Day football
while drinking.
Oh yeah, there's always drinking.
It is
but
Wisconsin.
I don't think he's gonna be back soon. You know, get on the phone. Call Braun, see what's on his mind. I can't believe I'm saying that.
I'm sure they already did. Not because of this injury, just in general, I think they have.
Well, I would just tell them, you know, come in after the All-Star break. There's 13 DH games, you know, interleague, and maybe play some first.
There you go. I like it. Mike, thank you. I do like it. As you guys know. Listeners to this show, I've been slam dunking a Braun return in July for, I don't know, 2.5 months.
I feel like we've mentioned it once or twice.
Yeah, a few times. The key is to stay in a race. It doesn't look like they're going anywhere in terms of falling out of this race. It really doesn't. you don't with Woody Burns, Peralta, and Hauser. Hauser, his ERA is under four, did elevate a little bit after his last start, but I'm pretty confident that Adrian Hauser will be at around that 3-4 mark. I really am. He's got that type of talent. And with the other three, just saying, we're 7 games away from the halfway mark. And this, again, this is a proclamation at the halfway mark. This is a very, very dangerous team to play in the postseason. Despite the offense, it's extremely dangerous to face those pitchers in a postseason series. But you've got to get there. And in the meantime, the challenges just still come. They're just still there. Now, there was a stat here that McKelvey just threw out there. So this is a major league record of starts by a team that go at least 6 innings with 1 hit or less. There is now 9 for the Brewers. Is that right, Evan? This was the 9th?
Yep, tonight was the 9th.
And the other two were back in 16 and 15. And that's for a full 162. It was 8. And here we are, game 74. They've got 9 already. And here again, my point is, that type of record to be knocked down in 74 games, that tells you how dangerous this team will be in the postseason if these pitchers stay healthy. Despite the offense hasn't even played its best baseball yet. They had a little run there. They had a 5-game run in which they hit 11 home runs. Outside of that, they really haven't gotten on track. They haven't. I think everyone can agree with that. Have they done a little bit better than they started out? Yeah, I think so. I think that's safe to say. But a very dangerous team when you put those pitchers out there to start. And again, the injuries mount, and they just, you got to work through them. Just crazy. The year of the soft tissue injury, that's for sure. That's what's going on here. But Freddie Peralta, a brilliant performance tonight. 6 innings, just the 1 hit, no runs, 10 strikeouts. Let's hear from the Brewers right-hander.
That was originally a navy blue color, right? The glove, it just got kind of whitened or grayed out with how much you've been using it.
Yeah, so I've been using that glove for a while, maybe 3 years. Last 3 years, I've been using it. And that's why it's a little lighter, but I've been using it and nobody haven't said anything about it. But today they complain and we change it. Yeah.
So could you tell, was it the other team that had asked the umpires to look at it, or was it the umpires that just went and grabbed it on their own? Do you know?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
Freddie, I'm sorry if you were asked this and I missed it, but what did you think about the way Vogelbach just kind of gutted his way home after getting hurt?
My niece was bad for us. You know, when one of your teammates came out of a game like that, you know, that got hurt, is hard, you know? And so I don't know yet what really happened, but he wasn't looking good. His face. You know, he's that kind of guy that always is bringing energy and happy, and in 1 second everything changed just like that.
Freddie, you were able to kind of shake off that distraction at the start of the game, and you pitched very well again. What was working for you tonight so well?
We had a good plan, and Omar was calling good pitches behind the play. And, you know, the defense was there too. There's a couple hard contests my defense made the play. And I also too, I make a couple good pitches and they make some quick outs that helped me a lot.
Freddie, in your 2 starts against them, you really didn't give up anything, and you had 19 strikeouts. Is that encouraging for you to, like, when you're facing a team a second time and still have that kind of success?
Sometimes we don't know what can happen. So I really, you know, don't like when I face back to back, like one team back to back. But now I had a little of time in between. But you know, it's tough when I pitch a game and then the next start gonna be to the same team. You know, I feel like, oh my God, what are I gonna do now? But I had the little space in this one, and we make the good outs tonight. So feel good about it.
Freddie, what was the clubhouse like for Miguel Sanchez to get in a game? He seems like a guy who's really well liked.
Yeah, so everybody happy. You know, he came in today shaking everybody hands, and for me, I feel so proud of him, man. The way that he's coming, and I know what he's been happening in his life and all that, and I feel really good, man. Really happy when I get the news that he was coming to pitch to make his debut. And look, today he pitched and he make his three outs, and I hope that he'll stay for a while here.
What's on tap for the crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
All right, so you turn the page and you try and take this series with a victory with your ace. Well, there's three aces is what you have. Three and a half aces, is that fair to say? I mean, there were times where we'd look at a 3.5 ERA and that was our ace. And now you look at these guys, Woody Burns and Peralta, and it's just a plethora of riches, I guess, with the starting staff. And 2:40 first pitch later on this afternoon, after the last pitch, you make the switch right here. You can meet Evan and myself talking Brewers baseball, and by then you'll see a roster move, I would assume, of Keston Hira. After the last pitch, you make the switch. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. 5-0 the final. Brewers maintain first place in the Central through 74 games, a 41-33 mark. And the final game in a 16-day run and a 33 of 34 days kind of split right in the middle there. They get one more game later on this afternoon and then a much-needed off day for this Brewers organization. And then it's a sprint to the All-Star break. So all that going on. We'll talk to you after the ball game tomorrow. You get double duty tomorrow. You get the Brewers, well, later on today, I guess. You get the Brewers and then the Bucks game one. Evan, how you feeling about the Bucks?
I hate how excited and also how confident I am. So I'm going to say Bucks in seven.
Ooh.
Just really? almost as a jinx. Because I can't say five. And if I say Bucks in six, that almost feels like a curse at this point, as much as it is a blessing. So I think to stay safe, I'm going to say Bucks in seven. Because this Hawks team can shoot.
Yeah, they can, and I will say this, that the Bucks just a sigh of relief here getting through the Nets, and things were so tense against Brooklyn. I think they come out Wednesday night in game one, and they play loose and relaxed, and if their shooting is on from the outside, Evan, you mark it down. They'll blow them out. They'll win by 30. If their shooting comes back around from the outside, then they're cannon, you know, 17, 19, 20 three-pointers. Look out. KD bar the door, because they're going to run away with that game one. So we'll find out. A lot of conversation about the Bucks for sure, Brewers, of course, and the Green Bay Packers tucked nicely in there as well here on The Fan throughout the day, Bart. The Wendy's Big Show, and Rami in the afternoon. For Evan Heffelfinger, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great morning. And I'll talk to you after game three. And remember, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back. Smile.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.